This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of both the houses this morning. Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during a brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in Parliament. Tomorrow, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. 16 bills, including the Finance Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, and the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 will be taken up for discussion and passage. As Delhi gears up for its 2025 Assembly elections set to take place on February 5th, the national capital is abuzz with massive campaign slogans, door-to-door canvassing, and promises of change from all major political parties. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh claimed that the BJP is the only party in the country which fulfills its promises. Addressing an election meeting in Vishwas Nagar Assembly constituency in the national capital yesterday, Mr. Singh accused AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal of misusing the trust placed by the people on him. He alleged that AAP government in Delhi has failed to transform the national capital in spite of being in power for 10 years. Meanwhile, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused the Congress party of working with the BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. Addressing media last evening, he urged Congress workers not to vote for the Congress party, claiming they are collaborating with the BJP. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav took part in a roadshow in the national capital in support of Aam Aadmi Party. He claimed that AAP's good governance will defeat BJP's misgovernance. He stated that all the decisions taken by AAP are benefiting the poor and common people of Delhi. The Judicial Commission set up by the Uttar Pradesh government to find the reasons behind the Mahakumbh incident will visit Sangam Ghat, Prayagraj today. The commission will investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident and submit its report within 1 month. They will also recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. The three-member commission is headed by retired Allahabad High Court Justice Judge Harsh Kumar. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that there were no survivors in the mid-air collision between an American Airlines flight carrying 64 people and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. Speaking at a press conference at the White House last night, President Trump stated that the cause of the crash is still under investigation. Expressing the nation's grief, he said, "Their hearts are shattered and the country is in mourning." The crash, which occurred near Ronald Reagan National Airport, involved an American Airlines regional jet with 64 people aboard and a U.S. Black Hawk helicopter carrying three soldiers. No survivors have been found. The recovery operation is going on, with 28 bodies recovered so far from the freezing cold Potomac River. Eight more hostages, including three Israeli and five Thai nationals held by Hamas in Gaza, have been released amid chaotic scenes as part of the ceasefire deal with Israel. This is part of the third round of the hostage-prisoner swap under the ceasefire agreement between Palestinian groups and Israel, aimed at de-escalating the conflict in the region. The hostages were surrounded by large crowds as they were walked to Red Cross vehicles. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, defending champions India will face England in the semi-finals today in Kuala Lumpur. The match is scheduled to start at 12 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India topped their Super 6 group, winning all four of their matches, while England finished second in the Super 6 Group 2. In the second semi-final, South Africa will play Australia in the first semi-final at Beumas Oval in Kuala Lumpur. In men's cricket, India will face England in the 4T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. In the 3T20, England defeated India by 26 runs at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot on Tuesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.